welcome to the show. Sorry I'm late, everybody. I try to be on time, and I am... There's just a lot happening. You can see... you can't see my studio, but the studio is soon to be no more. My official move-out date is Friday. So Friday, all of this stuff will be gone. I'll probably be in this room for Friday Night Jam. I have a mobile setup that I'll be using. Unfortunately, I won't have this mic. It might not sound as good. And then I'm actually leaving. I'm going to be here for the weekend. And Tuesday, I'm out of here. So Tuesday is my... So 1 week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow, and I will no longer be a part of the Cast Castle. But thank you all for hanging out with me. I will be doing today's show, this week's show. Next week might be a little unorthodox because I have... I won't have a studio for a couple, for at least a month, because I am shipping my stuff off and I have to wait till it arrives to my new house that I bought. Very excited about that. So bear with me. I'm going to be doing stuff on the road via my mobile setup. I'm going to keep doing my show. Don't worry. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, so why am I moving? Well, you know, I want to start a family. I'm doing my own thing. I'm not a part of the Cast Network anymore. I haven't been for a long time, so you know, it's fitting for me to, you know, live on my own and do my own thing and have a life with my wife and have kids. You know, I want to have kids. I'm almost 40. I know that might be a surprise. People don't realize that I'm in my late 30s, but yeah, I'm very excited about life in the future and moving forward. I like to move forward, and I can't really move forward being here. So I am looking forward to it. All right, so today I'm going to be talking about racist birds. That's right. Avian supremacy, as it were. Of course, Washington Post came out with an article about how birds are racist. That's right. They are trying to cancel birds. And we'll get into it. And of course, there's other things that are racist that are going on because they just love pushing the whole racist narrative nonstop. It is just, oh, goodness. The mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, has come out defending her stance on only wanting to do interviews with, you know, reporters of color. Cool. Racist, but okay. And she explains it, and we'll see what her explanation is. And then a judge actually halts one of Biden's orders to basically give relief funding to minority farmers, but not white farmers. And a judge went, that's racist. We're going to go ahead and stop that. And you know what? I say bravo, because it is racist. If you exclude someone because of their race, that's racist. Period. Right? Yeah. And then, of course, we have an amazing, amazing new critical race theory comic from G Prime. I don't know if you know who G Prime is, but I'm going to show it. And it's just, it's so fitting. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. And it's annoying because it's racism. And I'm sick of it. But I got to keep talking about it because they keep shoving it down our throat. And someone has to stop and be like, nope. No. So yeah, I'm going to be that person that's going to nope them. And then I want to talk about this hero, an Australian hero. I say Australian blood hero because he is. This man found out when he was a teenager, before he even turned 18, realized he had this really extremely rare blood, right, that helps build antibodies in pregnant women that are at risk of a certain type of disease. I think it's rhesus disease, and... he's a hero. This man has saved over 2 billion babies. Or, excuse me, million, not 2 billion. Million, 2 million, not billion. Anyway, we're going to talk about it. And the guy's amazing. And I want to just shine a light on this incredible human being that you probably haven't heard of. He saved 2 million babies. And it's pretty incredible. Okay, then I have this article about how aliens could be dangerous. Okay, aliens could be dangerous. They're saying, hey, look, if we meet aliens, they could be dangerous. And that's going to be interesting. You know what? Why is this UFO? I got to fix this thing. Oh, come on. There we go. Let's get this thing spinning. I mean, we're going to be talking about aliens. I'm kind of excited about it, right? All right. So, this is my last week in this studio. It's going to be interesting. It's I've had good times in this studio. I've had some cool guests in this studio. It's going to be kind of sad to leave, but I'm not going to lie. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I can't wait to get to my new spot. I'm really excited about it. All right. So first and foremost, let's get into this. This is an article written through my Discord. Okay. This is about Krigler Coffee. And this is really serious stuff. Florida man says Krigler Coffee abducted by aliens. Now it says satire, but I don't know. Listen to this. A Florida man has come forward earlier this week and claimed that aliens abducted his Krigler Coffee. The man in question said he was originally startled by his dog barking and a bright light outside, leading him to investigate further. I had just finished yet another cup of Krigler Coffee, so I was highly alert and ready for whatever may be outside. The Florida man told Fact First Network, "The first thing I saw when walking outside was my 15 bags of Krigler Coffee floating towards what appeared to be an enormous UFO. I couldn't let these beings steal such quality coffee, but I also couldn't blame them. I tried to put on chase, but the object shot directly into the sky," said the Florida man. The Pentagon released a statement on the matter, saying that there is a suspicion that Krigler Coffee is to blame for the increased UFO and alien sightings. Krigler Coffee is so good, it brings in hordes of intergalactic visitors who want a taste. Well, they're not wrong. They're not. Try Krigler Coffee today before it's sold out galaxy-wide. That's KriglerCoffee.com. And that is from The Chosen One, Halls and the Kid, and Trent Nas from my Discord. Hilarious. Thank you, guys. Even though it was satire, yeah, but you know what? That is hilarious. And you can, of course, order my coffee, KriglerCoffee.com. It's really good coffee. Ooh, do I actually have some? I still have a little bit of I love coffee. I will drink it all the time. It is just delicious. I actually have a new blend that's coming out soon. And I'm going to actually have a portion of the profits go to a charity that my brother has been a big fan of. It's called 22 Till None. It's about veterans, and 22 veterans a day commit suicide. And it's something that I would like to shine light to. It's my brother has a tattoo right on his arm. He is, of course, a Marine that I'm very proud of. So it's kind of a perfect thing, you know, something that he believes in strongly, something I believe in strongly. And I would like to support veterans. And so I'm coming out with a new blend. It's going to be called Commodore's Reserve. And we're almost done with it. It'll probably be out in the next week. I'm very excited about that. But until then, you can just check out my coffee at KriglerCoffee.com. And also follow the Instagram. Follow the Instagram. We've got all sorts of fun things that we post, memes that are created by the people out there. It's pretty great. And also follow me on Odyssey, the Krigler Show. You can find me there just in case something happens to my channel. I don't know if you know this. I'm on two strikes. So if YouTube gives me one more strike, I'm gone. They delete my channel. I'm pretty sure they're deleting. They probably want me gone because of just my narrative, the things that I talk about, the how I'm against critical race theory and a few other things that I'm not going to mention right now. But, you know, it is what it is. So just in case, feel free to follow me over there on Odyssey. They have live and I'm pretty sure they have super chats now. I would probably go there if something were to happen to my YouTube channel. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it doesn't. All right. Let's talk about racist birds. They're so racist, these birds. Avian supremacy, right? Look at this. This is from Washington Post. Oh my goodness. The racist legacy many birds carry. Jameson's firefinch, racist. The birding community faces a difficult debate about the names of species connected to enslavers, supremacists, and grave robbers. My goodness, I know this is going to be about the names of every, you know, everything is created or connected to some sort of racist eventually traveling down the line, right? Look, listen to how this opens. I have to break it down as we go too, because it's just like, God, really? Carina Newsom is a black ornithologist, as rare as some of the birds she studies. Why does she need a label like that? Couldn't she just be an ornithologist? No, she's black. It's rare that she is, like, that it's who she is. Like, wow. So my buddy, the Ferk, was on my show, and it's like, we need to have a year of firsts. Okay, let's get all the first, this person, the first female, whatever. Can we just get all of them out of the way so that we can go back to having a meritocracy? Like, you know what? And, you know, that's already been done. So now you're just, you got to be good at what you do instead of just being known for like the color of your skin and, you know, whatever gender you assign yourself. You know, can we just have it be so that whoever's the best ornithologist be the best? Or, yeah, I don't even know if she's good at what she does, but hopefully she is, right? You know, because that's what I appreciate in someone, having a good, solid character and good at what they do. Anyway, it continues. Look at this. When she joined Georgia Audubon last year, the group's executive director called her hiring a first step to begin working to break down barriers so that people from all communities can fully enjoy birding and the outdoors. Okay, wait a minute. So they came out and straight up said, we just hired a black ornithologist. This is great. This is what we needed. We need to hire this person because they're black. It's like, how is this not offensive? How is this not offensive to people? I just don't understand. Look, you're only getting this job because you're black. That's what I'm seeing here. They're like, yes, this is the first step. We're only hiring you because you're black. You get it? It's not because you earned it. It's not because you're good enough. It's because of your skin color. How is that not offensive? Martin Luther King taught we should be judged by the character of our actions, of who we are on the inside, not the characteristics of our skin color, right? But where did we lose that? He would be pissed at the world right now. Like, man, looking at the state of critical race theory, what they're trying to teach, all white people are racist now. Oh, really? Huh. Even Tupac, he came out and said, you know what? We can't just say all white people are bad because two cops in Oakland beat me up. Like, that's a slippery slope. Don't blame all white people, because it's not. And he's right. Because sure, there's racists out there. Yeah, of course. Well, you're not going to stop people from being terrible people. There's going to be terrible people in this world. They exist, right? God, I'm getting offhand, but let's get back to birds being racist, right? Of course, but of overcoming these barriers will be daunting, of course, to be a birder. As with the wider field of conservation, racism and colonialism are in ornithology's DNA. I can't believe I just read that sentence. Oh my gosh. Indelibly linked to its original story, the challenge of how to move forward is roiling white ornithologists as they debate whether to change as many as 150 eponyms, names of birds that honor people with connections to slavery and supremacy. The Bachman's sparrow, Wallace's fruit dove, and other winged creatures bear the names of men who fought for the Southern cause, stole skulls from Indian graves, and pseudo-scientific studies that were later debunked and bought and sold black people. Some of these men stoked violence and participated in it without consequence. Even John James Audubon's name is fraught in a nation embroiled in racial reckoning. Long the most recognized figure in North America birding for his detailed drawings in the continent's species, he was also an enslaver who mocked abolitionists working to free black people. Some of his behavior is so shameful that 116-year-old National Audubon Society, the country's premier bird conservation group with 150 local chapters, hasn't ruled out changing its name. and Oreo, Wahlburr, and Shearwater all share it. You know what? Let's just cancel everything. Let's just rename everything. Let's just create new words. And, you know, because, you know, everything's racist now. You know, just, you know, everything is awesome. The Lego song, like, everything is racist. That really is what we should basically make it, right? And because that's how it feels. They're basically making everything they can racist. I'm not a racist. I didn't own slaves. Neither did my father. And you know what? I didn't have a hedge fund to live off of. I don't have a rich family. Like, I earned everything on my own. I got lucky and had a friend to put me on a platform to help give me a platform to now, you know, exist on the internet like I do. You know, I'm grateful for what I have, but I wasn't given anything. I'm not inherently some sort of terrible white person that oppresses others, but that's what they're trying to push nonstop. Now it's like, well, these birds offend us. Yeah, only because you're offended. You're adding the context and reminding people that this, you know, it's like, you know, the swastika used to mean peace, right? And then they switched it, and now it's Nazis. I'm not trying to say I want to reclaim it, okay? But it's they added the power to that and changed it from positive to negative, right? So they're basically saying all of these names are negative names now because they're related to them. Or we can be like, you know, learn from our past and move on. Like, who is really offended by this? Who? Nobody. I mean, you know what? Fine. Maybe there are some people out there. Who am I to say, right? But are you really offended, or are you being offended for the clout? Because that's what it feels like. I don't feel like any of these people are actually offended. Like, I think of that critical race. There's this image of this woman. She's teaching critical race theory. And on the board, it just says, all white people are racist. PayPal me. And then with her PayPal. And it's like, you're just doing it for money. Clearly. You're making a bold statement that all white people are racist? Okay, well, how about we just get rid of the word white and say all people are racist? Because that's really what she's saying, because it's not white people. It's like anybody could be racist, period. I'm so sick of this. Ugh. And then we have the mayor of Chicago saying, get this woman. I'd use a more colorful. She is just ridiculous. She's just saying, oh, she's being sued by a white reporter because she denied them their interview based on the color of their skin. And then she goes on to say, well, you know, when I stand on this podium, by the way, I'm a black woman and the first gay black mayor of Chicago. If you didn't obviously know, when I look out from the podium, I don't see a bunch of people that look like me. I see a bunch of white people, and that's a problem. And it's like, they're making it about skin color. So get rid of the white people? Or can we just go back to a time where that we fought for? Not me personally, I wasn't alive at the moment, but I learned a lot about the people that actually fought for racial equality and to be treated equal, right? Because that's how I was raised, the 80s and the 90s. That's how it felt. I didn't look at someone's skin color and go and say, ooh, you know what? You're a different skin color than me. I should judge you on that. No, I judge people on how they treated me. If you treated me, like, rudely, then I ignore it. I like, you know what? I'm not gonna have you in my life, period. If you cross me, I don't care what your skin color is. I'm not interested in being your friend. But if you're cool with me and you're nice, anyone has the ability to be nice. You know, if you're nice to me, cool. I appreciate that. I like being people being nice to me because I like to be nice to others. You know, I want to have a solid give and take, a good relationship with pretty much everyone I meet. You know, and if it doesn't go that way, then you know what? Then we'll take it at that point. But I'm not going to go, you know what? It is directly related to the color of your skin. Mayor Lightfoot, she's defending her decision. She's saying, well, you know, we're a mirror. What did she say? We're all mirrors on society. You reflect with a critical and important lens the news of the day. You hold public officials like me accountable. You must be diverse. It can't be that in the city of Chicago, with all that talent that we have, that we can't find diverse journalists of color. Okay, so they're only getting the job because of their skin color, not because of their merit? Okay, so all those journalists, haha, you're not good enough to get the interview because of your merits, because you're good at your job. It's only because of your skin color. When are these people going to start being offended and going, you know what? We don't need your help because I can do it on my own because I'm worth it. Because I want to be valued for what I'm doing and what my worth is. Not because of my gender, not because of my skin color. It's ridiculous. Thank goodness for this, too. Check this out. So Biden came out with this thing like, we're going to help these farmers, but minorities only. No white people get the help. All right? If you're a farmer, if you're white, you're S out of luck. All right? Sorry. Well, a federal judge halts Biden's $4 billion plan to compensate farmers based on race. And it's ridiculous. A federal judge took the extraordinary rare step of issuing a temporary restraining order, halting President Joe Biden's $4 billion loan forgiveness program for minority farmers, saying the plan replaced one form of discrimination with another because white farmers are excluded. And there it is. That sums it up perfectly. It's just replacing one form of discrimination with another one. Or really just creating one where there wasn't. I'm not saying that discrimination doesn't exist, because it does, okay? I know people that are like, well, I was discriminated against. And I'm like, okay, that sucks. But have I ever discriminated against you? And they're like, no. I'm like, well, okay, well, I'm a white person. Does that mean all white people will discriminate against you? Newsflash, I've been discriminated against by people that aren't my skin color. But do I say, well, that's because that person is a racist? Actually, maybe they were, you know, but it's like, I'm not going to equate that one example that happened in my life to literally every other person of the same skin color. That is absurd and childish. And that's what these people are doing. Critical race theory. Look at this. G Prime. Shout out to G Prime. This guy. This dude. Have a good day at school, Jimmy. Have a good day of school. And then he gets into school. You're a bad person. Your mom is a bad person. Your dad is a bad person. Your grandparents are bad people. Your great-grandparents are even worse. Everything they gave you was stolen, and you need to apologize for all of it. And then how was your first day of school, honey? Man, G Prime. Bro, amazing. And people are like, well, that's not realistic. Really? It's not? It's not realistic? This isn't what they're teaching? Boys are being forced to stand up and apologize for men everywhere, for just boys, right? What is critical race theory? Well, they're trying to make it seem like it's teaching about the history of racism in our country. No, we can learn. We should learn about that. Absolutely. I want people to know about it so that we can avoid it in the future. Let's talk about Martin Luther King and what he believed in, that we should be judged on the content of our character, not the color of our skin. That's the dream he had. Well, that dream is dissolving because of critical race theory. Because they're saying, well, you know, all white people are actually inherently racist because they judge others. Oh, they, a blanket statement that's the case? It's ridiculous. This is basically polar. Look, okay, it might not exactly be accurate, but it's showing, it's shedding light and basically, you look at it. I mean, it's sure, it might not be exactly what's going on, all right, but it's embellishing a little bit, exaggerating a little bit. That's really what's happening, though. Critical race theory is state-sanctioned racism, state-sanctioned segregation. They want us segregated. They won't let us forget it. Everything in the news right now has everything to do with keeping us divided. We're all human beings, period. Period. We all bleed the same color. That's it. Everybody has emotions. Anyone could be rude. Anyone could be awesome. There's an amazing TikTok video, which I heard got deleted from TikTok, of a young father talking with his young daughter, and he's basically saying critical race theory is ridiculous. Listen to my daughter. And she goes, yeah, anyone can be nice. It doesn't matter what your skin color it is. You can be this color, this color, this color. Like, everyone's nice. And this is like, that's the energy that we need. Okay? We need to, like, and he says, he's like, this is how kids act. This is what they believe. They don't see skin color because all kids are, like, love everybody. That's the way it is. They are taught that different skin color changes who a person is. That's what critical race theory is teaching. I mean, I've seen some of the programs that they're teaching. These people, like, whatever his name is, Rikers, Rich, whatever, I don't know his name. There was this viral tweet of this guy just basically saying, like, these Republicans are trying to stop, this teaching of racism in our country, and how dare they? They're so rude for doing that, because it's basically saying we don't want to teach. They're not letting us teach about the history of our country. And, like, that's not at all what Republicans are saying. They're saying, look, we don't want you teaching our kids that people are different based on their skin color. That's what critical race theory is teaching. Look at the, listen to this guy.
You guys in this room right now, how? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This
Boom.
Is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm going to say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Their character, not their skin. Absolutely. If they letting this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all going to sit there and just pee, must pee on his grave with this nonsense?
Woo.
That's what's about to happen.
Ty Smith coming in hot. He's absolutely right, 100%. He's like, I got here because I worked for it, period. Awesome. That's a boss moves right there. He's like, you're not gonna come at me with that critical race theory. No one kept me down. If you really want something, go work for it. Go get it. We live in an amazing time right now, right? That you can go get it if you want it. But people are lazy, complacent, spoiled, entitled. Okay, I'm not talking about a lot of you, because I feel like a lot of my viewers connect with my kind of, output on life. I'm so grateful for what I have. I'm so grateful for a roof over my head. I'm so grateful that I have family and an amazing partner in my life. I'm so grateful that I have food on my plate and the society that has been built from our forefathers that had some flaws. Yes, sure. But man, have we worked through it and have we come a long way? Absolutely. I'm proud of where we are now. These people are trying to destroy that. And trying to convince everybody that it's a terrible situation we're in. The society is horrible. Like, no, it's not. It's amazing. What are you talking about? The society is incredible. Anyone can do what they want to do if they work for it. But they don't want, these people don't want to work for it. They want to blame others and be like, no, you're too successful. No, I need someone to blame so I can blame others instead of being accountable for my lack of actions or their own actions. That's led to their whatever they're stuck in, if they're in a rut. Now, remember, if you're a victim because of an actual event, absolutely. But when you choose to remain the victim, that's on you. All right, I'm done with this. Let's talk about a real hero. Let's talk about a hero. All right, I want to talk about this man. This man... I found this story out yesterday, and I was like, you know what? This guy's awesome, and he deserves to more people to know about this. Now, this is kind of an old story. This is from 6 years ago. In June of 2015, this article was written. But it doesn't matter. I want people to know about this awesome dude. Check this out. Man with rare antibodies has saved 2 million baby lives through blood donations. Here he is, James Harrison, whose blood has antibodies that fight a blood disease that can lead to miscarriage, has donated plasma every week for the past 60 years. 60 years, every single week, over 1,000 times. James Harrison, 78, has been dubbed the man with the golden arm and a national hero in Australia for saving 2 million newborns' lives by donating his plasma. Harrison, who lives near Australia's center coast, has a rare blood type in his right arm that contains life-saving antibodies. Doctors suspect he developed the antibody during a chest operation when he was 14, when doctors removed a lung. When his father told him other unknown people's blood donations saved his life, Harrison vowed to do the same once he was allowed to, at age 18 in Australia. Every week for the past 60 years, doctors have used his antibodies to create the vaccine Anti-D, which is used to treat pregnant women with blood disease that can lead to birth complications. He has donated his plasma more than 1,000 times. In Australia, up to about 1967, there are literally thousands of babies dying each year. Doctors didn't know why, and it was awful. Gemma Falkemeyer of the Australian Red Cross Blood Service told CNN, women were having numerous miscarriages and babies were being born with brain damage. The condition, rhesus disease, occurs when a pregnant woman's blood essentially begins attacking her unborn child's blood cells. It occurs when a pregnant woman has rhesus negative, RHD negative blood, and her baby has rhesus positive, RHD positive blood, inherited from his or her father. If a RHD negative mother becomes exposed to the RHD positive blood, typically during a previous pregnancy with an RHD positive child, she may produce antibodies that eradicate the RHD positive baby's foreign blood cells. The anti-D vaccine effectively prevents the woman with RHD negative blood from developing the RHD antibodies during pregnancy. In Australia, where 17% of women are at risk of rhesus disease, Harrison has been the sole donor of these antibodies, saving millions of babies' lives in the country, but also around the world. His own daughter ended up needing anti-D, which resulted in his second grandson from being born healthy. It makes you feel good about yourself that you've saved a life there, and you've saved many more, and that's great. Harrison, who added he does not see himself as a hero. Of course not. All the real heroes don't. Falkemeyer called Harrison irreplaceable, but said the Australian Red Cross Blood Service is hoping another donor with the antibodies will come forward. Harrison can donate blood for only 3 more years, as the age limit in Australia is 81. I don't think anyone will be able to do what he's done, but certainly we do need people to step into his shoes, she said. He will have to retire in the next couple years, and I guess for us the hope is there will be people who will donate who will also have this antibody and become lifesavers in the same way he has. And all we can do is hope there will be people out there generous enough to do it and selflessly in the way he's done. I think this guy is awesome. James Harrison. I mean, I don't care that this is a little bit old of an article. This man existed and has saved millions of lives over the course of his lifetime, you know, 60 years of giving blood. Thank you, James. I really do appreciate what you did, because that's amazing. That's amazing. More people should know your name. All right, let's talk about aliens, right? Let's talk about aliens. Let me fix the UFO, because this thing keeps, it's like upset that I keep talking about aliens. They're like, how did you know we stole your Krigler coffee? All right, here we go. Let me spin this. Spin it round and round like a record, baby. Okay. Anyway, how you all doing today? I hope you guys are having a great day. Good Monday. Nice Monday. Let's talk about aliens. What do you guys think? You guys think aliens exist? What do you think the UFOs are? Now, we're going to talk about it a little bit because well, let's get right into it, right? Alien contact could end life on Earth. All right. Obviously a little scare tactic, like, whoa, end life on Earth. Now, that's a bold statement. And before we get it, like, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, we could get some sort of alien pathogen that our bodies just get decimated and it just spreads like wildfire and just kills all living. I mean, worst case scenario, obviously, this is not the case. But, you know, you can imagine it, right? So this is let's just get into it. Alien contact could ultimately end life on Earth, and we shouldn't seek to communicate with them as it risks endangering mankind, according to the experts. Their fears come after it was revealed NASA is now actively investigating UFOs, and as a bombshell, U.S. intelligence report is poised to not rule out the existence of alien life. Still waiting for that UFO report. It's supposed to happen. Wasn't it supposed to happen already? I think it was supposed to happen. But, I mean, last year, April of last year of 2020, the Pentagon came out with those reports of the videos, super grainy. But, I mean, they were there. We saw them. They're like, yeah, we don't know what this is. There was a video that I just saw of, I don't know, some sort of gunner's radar team on a warship off the coast of California that were tracking something, and then it splashed into the water, and they couldn't find anything. It was interesting. Anyway, let's get back into it. Physicist Mark Buchanan wrote a piece in the Washington Post that referenced Defense Department video, including one which showed Navy aircraft encountering unidentified aerial phenomenon, which is the video I just referenced. The startling clips, which made headlines around the world, included objects flying at speeds and in directions not possible for human-made flight. However, it would be dangerous to assume any possible visitors from another planet are coming in peace, according to a group of astronomers cited in Buchanan's op-ed article. Chances are, we should all be grateful that we don't yet have any evidence of contact with alien civilizations, Buchanan writes. Attempting to communicate with extraterrestrials, if they do exist, could be extremely dangerous for us. We need to figure out whether it's wise or safe, and how to handle such attempts in an unorganized or in an organized manner. Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, that's him. Okay. Yeah. And Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, SETI, astronomer Joe Gertz fears attempts at communicating with aliens could trigger a reckless endangerment of all mankind. Buchanan then warns that beings from other planets, are likely to be more advanced than humans, making them an even greater threat. However, some scientists believe extraterrestrial contact could benefit humanity through the use of alien tech, which in turn could improve the planet's sustainability and help cure diseases. Well, that's if they're positive, right? Intelligence officers have been ordered to compile a dossier on UFOs for Congress after a flurry of videos filmed by U.S. Navy and Air Force personnel were leaked, and the report is due for release this month. The dossier reportedly will say that the Pentagon cannot explain some 120 sightings made by U.S. Navy personnel over the past two decades, but will conclude that they are not known tech. Well, they did actually say that they're not of this world, whatever that means. Senior officials briefed on the findings said that because the report is inconclusive, the government could not definitively rule out the alien spacecraft theories. UFOs, now more commonly referred to in the scientific and intelligence circles as UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, have stepped from being fringe conspiracy theories to a genuine security concern. I mean, it feels like they're just slowly creeping into going, by the way, they've existed and we know they exist. I saw a tweet 2 days ago. Someone said, I give it 4 months before Joe Rogan's interviewing an alien. 4 months. I mean, we'll see. That's kind of hilarious, but you never know. NASA Chief Bill Nelson's comments just further cement how seriously the UFO issue is being taken throughout all levels of U.S. administration. He told CNN, I have talked to these Navy pilots, and they are sure they saw something real. And of course, we have seen the videos from their jets. Numerous leaked videos have emerged showing strange encounters between U.S. warplanes and warships, with the most recent showing USS Omaha being swarmed by up to 14 UFOs. UFOs have started, officials have started taking the unprecedented steps of confirming the authenticity of the footage as calls grow in the U.S. for widespread disclosure to figure out what, if anything, the world's governments are hiding on UFOs. Competing theories on the strange videos continue to rage, with some grounded on Earth claiming the videos capture never-before-seen military aircrafts or drones, while others claim it shows otherworldly craft possibly piloted by aliens. Others, however, are more skeptical and sometimes even dismissive, claiming the bizarre videos may just be camera tricks, natural phenomena, or even outright hoaxes. What do you think? What do you guys think out there? Do you think UFOs are real? Do you think aliens are out there? I think aliens are out there. Now, are they here? I don't know. I'm more inclined to believe that I don't know if you know this, but in the early 20s, I think it was 1920, Tesla patented a UFO, a ship based on electromagnetic energy, and that's how it flew around. And there's a patent with it, as a couple different cross-sections, images of this, different devices. Now, he was shunned and then pushed away. You couldn't sell free energy. J.P. Morgan was like, we can't sell this. Like, the project is done. Like, we're going to go with the other guy so we can sell it, right? And sell copper as well. That's a whole different story. But, I mean, that was in the 20s. Okay, so mobile charging. Now we have charging devices that don't even need to be plugged in. It's just through the air. You know, look at this. This thing is, you know, receiving. You can't really see it, but lift it up a little bit. Look at this. Thing's floating. Now, I don't think it's actually getting power through that, but there's all these devices that you can set your phone on that just magically charge them. It's not magic. It's something Tesla proved over 100 years ago that you can do. Light a light bulb without... Actually, this light bulb, for example, is normally spinning behind me. It gets energy through the base, but you can see there's no wires. It just sits there and spins and gets lit up through the base. Magic. It's not magic. It's just something that was proven a long time ago. So are we going to find out that actually these UFOs that we're seeing are something some hidden, just humans figuring out technology that the public doesn't know about? I'm more on that than it being aliens are here right now. I think they're convenient and happy that people think they're aliens. Like, good, let them think they're aliens. I don't want people knowing that it's actually us, right? I don't know if it is. It would be kind of cool that it would be aliens, because it would be nice, as they said, like helping the sustainability on the planet, advancing in medical, basically helping humans live longer, curing diseases. Like, yeah, all this technology would be fantastic. Right? If they're nice, if they don't want to take our planet from us, if they don't want to just eradicate us because they think that we're a threat to them, like, who knows, right? I've seen Star Trek. There's first contact is huge, because sometimes they aren't positive and they want you dead. So you never know until we're actually there. So I guess we'll see. I am looking forward to this report that is supposedly supposed to come out this month, as they said in that article. So that would be great if they come out and say, actually, it's really just us. Sorry, we lied the whole time. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but we'll see. All right, let's get into some super chats. How you guys doing tonight? Good to see you all. I am very, very excited about my move. I'm moving out. My move-out date is Friday. Friday, the truck is coming to take all of my things and move it to my new spot. And then I'm here for the weekend. I think I might go we might go ziplining or something. I'm kind of excited about that. I've never been ziplining. And Tuesday, I fly out of here. I'm leaving. And I'm very excited about it. All right. Let's see. Robert Wiles, thank you very much, sir. Always first at the bat. Have a blessed night, Adam. And a blessed life, doing what you love. Thanks for all you do for us. I wanted to know if you like Pirates. It's a great movie. Pirates? Like Pirates of the Caribbean? Yeah, of course I love that. That movie's great. It's fantastic. What an incredible movie. If that's what you're talking about. I'm actually not sure. Mark G, how you doing, mate? Says, woke up today to brew myself some Krigler coffee, but I saw that I bought whole beans instead of ground. If I used the Krigler coffee subscription service, would I have? I would have gotten my typical ground coffee. Ah, well, you can actually, you don't need the subscription. You can just order it ground or whole bean. I get whole bean myself because, you know, it stays fresher a little bit longer. But thank you very much, Mark G. I really do appreciate your constant support. It's great. Finecastle says, Adam starting the Krigler Roadshow? Possibly. I have some things in the work as far as my traveling adventures. I might be traveling around, going to amazing places on this planet and bringing my mobile setup and interviewing people from around the world. And I've got some ideas. I'm pretty excited. Oh, so people are saying Ice Pirates. I don't know Ice Pirates. Is that a movie? Ice Pirates? Yeah, I'd have to check that out. Ice Pirates. Let's see. Ice Pirates. All right, I'll check it out. 1984. Interesting. American comic science fiction film. Let's see. What's it about, though? Whoa, look at this. 1984. The Ice Pirates. That's cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Jonathan says, Maricopa officially ended their recount. Now begin forensic audit of each paper that should end by July. They won't say how large the discrepancy are, but admitted that it's more than expected. Okay. I'm paying close attention to it, and I want to wait until they're done before I do a report on it. But from what I'm seeing, it's a doozy what's happening over there. So we'll see. Potato Masher says, heck yeah, mother flower, I'm alive. Potato Masher, what's up, man? How you doing? Good to see ya. I had to change the wording a little bit there, but thanks for the super chat. Red Mage 13 says, new coffee blend inspiration, Alien's Choice, like Taster's Choice? Alien's Choice. No, I'm excited about it. It's going to be, so the Commodore's Reserve is the name of the new blend, and it's going to be basically similar to the Catalyst blend, but a little stronger using a bourbon bean. I'm very excited about it. Robert Wiles said, sorry, I haven't been talking much in chat today. I threw out my back the other day and my pain is real bad. So my niece is being my nurse and making sure I take it easy. Have a blessed night, Adam and chat. Robert, well, you heal up, my friend, and stay well. Stay well. Gio says, well, it's something. God bless you, Adam. Thank you, Gio. I appreciate that. Mavis says, some chick on Instagram said fat phobia is racist. Everything is racist. Fat phobia is racist? How is that racist? I don't understand. It has nothing to do with race. People just need to be victims. That's what it is. I just need to be victims so I can blame others. Mark G says, I thought birds were sexist. Tit and booby birds. Yeah, maybe. Very Angry Citizen says, until they change Yale, Princeton, and the like, they can kiss my boop hole. I'm done with this stuff. I'm ready to start swinging for faces. Well, I know you're very angry, obviously. So bear in mind, I think there's going to be a turn. Jonathan says, Fox 26 TV reporter Ivory Hecker informs network live on air she's blowing the whistle on them. Project Veritas. Awesome video. Wow, I haven't seen that one. I should check it out. Hydra says, dumb people with degrees who can teach other people. Yeah, right? Nathan Peters says, if certain people cannot handle diversity and the difficulties associated, go back to ethnostates. That way everyone can be monoculture and free. Well, it almost feels like that's what they really want, monoculture, which is just ridiculous. I wouldn't accept it. I don't want that. I want people to just realize that we're all human beings. Let's get to that reality, right? Sectus Gaming says, Lightfoot more like lamefoot. Weak leaders be weak. Yeah, I agree, Sectus. I agree. White Lasagna says, I have a new CRT, Krigler race theory, the correct theory that nobody said skitching was against the rules. It wasn't against the rules. They made it a rule after I won by skitching because I was the fastest underground skateboarder that year. No one beat me. I got there first. Anyway, what are we talking about again? White lasagna, how you doing, mate? Let me find the diet. Hold on, I'm packing stuff up, so. Okay, I can't find the official die, but I have the metal die, so I am going to roll the die. White lasagna is, in fact, the person who sent me the original space die that I've got. I don't know where it's somewhere around here, but I'm going to roll the die. You guys know the deal. The dice has been rolled. Good luck. Have fun. 1 through 20, first person to guess it correctly wins absolutely nothing. Let's see. Dietrich says, proposing a new requirement to be POTUS. Capability to articulately recite the alphabet in 7 seconds or less. Can you do that? I'm not going to try it right now, but interesting. Or how about just recite it? You think you could even do that? I don't even know. I feel like I'd be like, I would like to just have him prove it to me. Please, just prove it to me, yeah? Okay, we got the numbers rolling in. Double A or quad A? Because you are double A, double A. So, or is it quad A? I don't know. Anyway, it's one. It is the number one. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Let's see. Woody says, never apologize. Never bend the knee to the woke mod, mob, no matter what. Yeah, because it doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. Let's see. Sethro says, blackbirds can't be racist. Oof, I see what you did there. Sean Jack says, 2 + 2 = 4. It absolutely does. Mark Robichaud, astronomy will be next, bro, the name of stars is racist and need to be changed to help stargazers. It's the end of the world as we know it. FCRT. Right, exactly. Everything is racist. Anything could be connected to racism somehow with the way that they works. All right, double A works. All right, cool. Rob Shaw again says, Adam Krigler, this next story is at least 6 years old. Chat, LOL, that's an old story, bro. I swear people don't listen much these days. I know, that's what I just said. And I even said it doesn't matter because I want people to know. Did you know about that guy? Huh? It's an old story, but did you know about the man? Like, I'm not caring how old it was. That guy was awesome. Dude saved 2 million babies. That's incredible. And he was the only one for 60 years. He's the only one who had the antibodies. Hey, if you have the antibodies and you learned from today's episode, I'm winning. Robert Shaw says, can you believe they're forcing a white man's blood into the veins of minorities? Oh, God. Why? See why skin color means nothing at all. Right. Because this, do you think that guy thought about like, well, only if it saves white people? No, he was like awesome. It's saving people. Good. I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming. Robert Shaw says, sorry, it's the other way around. Alien life will die when they come in contact with the leftist SJW CRT people. It's War of the Worlds all over again. My goodness. Robert Shaw again says, oh, yes, because the first thing I do in Stellaris when I encounter other species, I give them tech and help them. Get real. Why would they share? I know. If they're able to even get to where we are, they watched us then, and they know what we're all about and that most of us suck. Now, I think most of us are actually awesome. It's the loud people with the biggest screeches that make it seem like most of us suck. Mark G says, no need to worry about the ET invasion. After all men could do have failed. The Martians were destroyed and humanity was saved by the littlest thing which God and his wisdom had put upon this earth. Right on. Bombagrad says, Adam, I discovered you and your coffee through Friday Night Tights. The U.S. flag in the shadow box has a citation with the insignia of 379 Bomb Wing, a unit I flew within the early 80s. What is it from? Oh, Bama. Well, thank you very much for joining me on my show today. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, Friday Night Tights. Love that crew. Let me just quickly say thank you to the Friday Night crew for having me on, the Friday Night Tights. Those guys are awesome. What an incredible, hilarious bunch of dudes that are just, and lady, sorry, X-ray, I wasn't, you know, trying to say, I'm so misogynistic. Anyway, what a great guys. So thank you for joining in and watching my show. This shadow box, was flown for the Timcast news crew when I was on the Timcast IRL show. And it just means a lot to me. And it was flown for us in an active military on a C-130 Hercules, one of the ones with like the rocket boosters. Thing is sweet, and it really means a lot to me. And I just love it. It's one of my favorite things that I've been given. And I kept that for myself after I, you know, was no longer on that other show. So thank you for joining, and I really do appreciate that. Serious Business says, love you, bud. Don't get banned, please. I know. Well, what did I do? I don't think I got anything. I really don't want to get banned. So I'm trying to keep it kosher, you know? The Patriot Paladin says, ET, UFO, UAP are real, but those stories are just to take our focus off of government corruption. That's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true. Mark Robichaud says, most likely they are self-replicating probes from long and dead civilization that really started showing up after the first atomic bomb tests. Maybe. Interesting. That's kind of a fun idea there. Jesse says, two possibilities exist. Either we are alone in the universe or we are not. Both are equally terrifying. Arthur C. Clarke. Yeah, I like that. That's great. Let's see. Robert Wiles, there's a screen that will have you cracking up when they say space herpes. Interesting. That simple note said, it's pretty dope that Sea of Thieves is getting a Pirate of the Caribbean expansion. Yo, I couldn't believe it, actually. Especially because I sail around with Darth Call, who is, you know, the captain. He's Captain Sparrow. I mean, he does the voice. He dresses up. He literally is Captain Jack Sparrow. And here we have Captain Sparrow actually coming into the Sea of Thieves game. There was a lot of cool things, but coming out games-wise, but that I'm most excited about. And of course, it comes out on the day that I'm flying and moving. So, you know, it's going to be a while till I can like settle down and really try out the new stuff that's coming out next week. But I am excited about Dead by Daylight's Resident Evil chapter, which is coming out tomorrow, maybe midnight tonight. I'm not sure exactly when it actually appears, but I'm excited either way. Mark Robichaud says, if you come to Australia, you have to come hang and drink some rum with your best chatter, Mark Robichaud. Or not, it's okay. You do you, mate. Dude, if I come to Australia, maybe I should make that happen. That would be cool. I would love to go to Australia, actually. And I'd love to get Nick Rakita to go to India with me just to prove to him that India exists. No joke. I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to swing that. Nick, if you're out there, or if someone who's watching my show right now also watches Nick Rakita, let him know that I want to bring him to Italy, or not Italy, into India, just to prove to him that it exists, because he thinks India is not a real place. Evo Dio says, Adam, have you read Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer's book, Irresistible Revolution? He was the Space Force officer that was relieved of his duty. It's a really good book. I haven't actually heard of that, but interesting. Why was he relieved of duty? I'm assuming it's in his book, huh? Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Cool. Abigail says, having surgery tomorrow? Long story, but I could use some good vibes from you and chat. Oh, you're having surgery tomorrow. Abigail, wow. Listen, Abigail, first and foremost, I'm going to spin this UFO for you. This is for Abigail. Nobody else. Everyone else, look away. Don't look. Look away. All right? This is for Abigail only. Okay. Now that that thing's spinning, let's get some UFOs spinning in chat. If you are a member to the channel, you can actually spin the actual UFO. This is to send Abigail some good vibes. Abigail is a constant supporter, always a seer in chat. Thank you so much, Abigail, for your support. Now let me support you. Please have everything go very well. I'm putting that energy out there. Everything's going to go nice and smooth, and you'll be watching my show tomorrow night. Hopefully, if everything, I don't know what kind of thing you're going through, but if not, I will see you the next day, and everything's going to go well. So, good luck. Trippy Liquid says, the UFOs are just hungover aliens leaving Earth parties. They like jam sessions and mushrooms. Trust me. I like that. That's fun to think about. Awesome chat. Thank you for spinning those UFOs. I really do appreciate that. My goodness, where did we just go? Mark Robichaud says, yes or no, is it a cultist compound where you are? Blink twice if you're in trouble. No. No, it's not. Mark G says, please tell me you've read or watched War of the Worlds. I have seen it. I haven't read it, though. So I do know what you're talking about. Potato Masher again says, nobody wondered if they're here to get their S back. That's what... That was possibly stolen by a bunch of wild apes. Ah, I see what you're putting down. Maybe the aliens are just pissed off that we took something of theirs and have it. Robert Shaw says, Jeremy from the Quartering deserved better. Wait, what happened to him? What, deserved better from what? I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to there. But Jeremy, shout out to Jeremy because he's great. Mark Robert Shaw says, Alex Jones deserved better. Adam is the best caster. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Whoa, Jeremy didn't get banned or anything, did he? No, I feel like I would have seen that if that was the case, because that would be ridiculous if that's the case. Mr. Paul R. says, congrats on the house. Any address mail stuff yet? Roll the die, 13. Finally getting interior house repaired from Hurricane Laura. Wouldn't believe so long. Wow. All right, well, I will roll the die for you. All right, the dice has been rolled. Good luck. Have fun. 1 through 9. Check it out. And, yeah. See, I don't have an address. I don't know if I'm going to have another P.O. box. So we'll see. Six Cent Pertierness says, everything goes right. Next 5 to 6 weeks, I'll be a first-time homeowner in West Virginia, getting a nice small two-bedroom, one-bath house and half an acre of land to build wealth. Nice. That's how it's done. Nice stuff. I appreciate that. I'm really happy for you. It is 9 right off the bat. Crippler 101, dude, you were on fire. Wow, Derek, you were right behind with 9, but Crippler 101, you've won so many times. How many times have you won? That's some black magic right there. Who is another one who was, you know, also doing it? They were commenting about me. Oh, who was commenting about me? Huh. I must have missed something. Let's see. Nathan Spott says, have you ever heard of the HFY, Humanity... fiction, usually sci-fi fantasy, posits that humans are particularly hardy versus others in the universe. I haven't really seen that. I haven't seen that, no, but interesting that we're pretty strong against them. 6079 Smith, what up? Thank you for becoming a member. What up? What up? Yo, thank you for becoming a member. You can now spin the UFO in chat. And I'm going to be spamming the UFO myself in chat because it's super dope that I actually have the UFO emote. I'm pretty excited about it. I don't have a guitar. I was going to play a little tune, but my guitar is missing because they are all being packed away. And then Smith again says, had to say a tearful goodbye to an ethot. Well, I cried to afford this membership. I'm in, bro. Yo. Totally worth being a member to me instead of an ethot, right? I mean, come on, who are we kidding, right? I mean, supporting me, supporting ethot, I mean, you know, me. Yeah, I think you made the wise choice. Well, thank you very much, though. I do really appreciate it. Yeah, it's very, very excited about it. And yeah, exactly. I can't have a conspiracy. So my first strike falls off my channel July 15th. So basically for the next couple weeks, I'm just kind of taking it easy, doing some lighthearted stuff, talking about racism and aliens and racist birds. And what else did I talk about? I have a funny story that I was going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it tomorrow instead. I'm going to save it because it's hilarious. Robert Shaw says, started playing Fallout 76, and I have to say it has audio bugs, but it's still fun, surprisingly. Man, Fallout 76, I tried it, and I don't know. It's just not Fallout. I loved Fallout 3. I loved Fallout 4, and I don't know. 76 just didn't have the same feel to me. I don't know. There's something about it that I just couldn't get behind. So anyway, thank you all for hanging out. I will, of course, be on my Twitch channel later tonight. I think me and Fernk are going to play It Takes Two. It's a two-player game. Hopefully he has it downloaded. I'm not sure if he was able to get it or not. I might play the new Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade. They just came out with a new episode, so I might be doing that as well. It depends. Either way, follow me on Twitch. It's Commodore Krigler. I was Adam Krigler on there for a little bit, but I kind of adopted a new moniker. Thanks to my buddy Darth Call, Commodore Krigler. Really easy to find me. Just type Commodore and you can find me. Robert Shaw says, I enjoy exploring. Who doesn't, right? We're humans. We love exploring. White Lasagna says, Adam is my favorite e-girl. Thank you, White Lasagna. I do appreciate that. Although I don't know how much longer I'm going to have long hair for. May or may not be thinking about getting rid of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you all for hanging out with me. I will be back tomorrow here on The Krigler Show, 6:30 Eastern Time, Tuesday. I'll see you guys. Have a great night. Oh, Mark Robershaw says, simp for Adam. Well, thank you, Mark Robershaw. I had to read it because new super chat. Anyway, see y'all next time. Have a great night.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.